says here clear that the clarity of the Word of God, and let it line up with what is in the Scriptures. The Father never goes against, the Holy Spirit never goes against what is always written. Whatever it is that is already written, no matter how it is that we feel it, he does not go against his word. Yes. He says, I am not a man that I can lie, that I would lie. I can't lie. Oh my God. I praise you, I praise you, I praise you this morning. Help us to see, help us to really be aware, so cognizant of that your directions and your instructions and your commands,
God,
they are
the
laws
of God,
the kingdom of God. I have this pressure. And this pressure is like it's about us in the ecclesia. It's about us in the church. It's about us and us living our lives our own way, making our own decisions. When God says, I have a plan, and the plan is mine, and what we do, and he's revealing it, is that we have shut our minds and our hearts off to truly hearing him. We hear with a yes, Lord, but, oh, I've already done that, but we hear with a Saul mentality. Because Saul actually thought he had done right. He actually thought he had done what Samuel had told him to do. Oh, my God, help us. Help us. Let's remember to pray one for another, no matter who it is, whether it's the leaders, whether it's different people, whatever, your spouse, your friends, your all of that. I mean, pray that the deception, pray for your own first, that the planks, that the logs, that whatever it is that's going on in the way that you see things can be clarified. God, clean my sight, clean my hearing, clean the channels that go to my sight, my hearing, my understanding, my belief systems, all of that. Cleanse them from all unrighteousness. This is a prayer that we should pray on a daily basis. God, cleanse them. I thank you that I hear you. I can hear you clearly, that I can hear that those that give me instructions clearly, that I can hear your word clearly, that I can hear your directions and words that are given to me, that you've made in me a clean heart and you're renewing a right spirit within me, that my heart is pure and clean and holy and obedient to what it is,
and you obey
and not try to twist it and make it fit what it is that you feel or you think or the way that you see it, then what you're doing is that you're actually doing that. You see, Jesus heard him on different levels, and as you grow, because we're intended to, the purpose is to continue to grow, and as you grow, you will hear on different levels, different frequencies, different rhythms. You will hear the word of God, and then you will grow from a child, from a baby to a child to whatever it is, whatever the process, how that process is going. And so when you hear it, don't try to make it fit your understanding. And when you don't try to make it fit your understanding, because you can't get to where it is, he wants you to get to with the understanding that you have. It has to go out of this world because the sovereignty of God and the spirit of God and the mind of God, the mind that was in Jesus, was one that it reached out of the reality and went into. It reached out of this physical form and went to into the other world and brought those things back into this world. That's how he was able to feed the 5,000. That's how he was able to heal. That's how he was able to do that. He was a vessel that the Spirit of God was able to work in and through. He worked in and through him. Jesus did no miracles, but God did miracles through Jesus. The same God will do the miracles through you. We say, Jesus did this miracle. No, he says, I do nothing other than what my Father does. So my Father is the one that does the work. He let it be known. It was not him in the first place. Paul did not do any miracles. Miracles and things were done through Paul, through all of them. So this is what it is. He said, let the work work in and through you.